From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Supreme Court decision upholding U.S. President Donald Trump's ban on travel from five majority Muslim nations provoked sharp reactions on Tuesday from Capitol Hill. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Democratic lawmakers like Senator Bob Menendez blasted the high court's decision as a stain on America.
That's a sad day in the country's history.
By contrast, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Republican Chuck Grassley, said the Supreme Court appropriately concluded the travel ban was spurred by security concerns, not animus to a particular religion.
It's based upon evidence that the president was following the law.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
President Trump's national security advisor is due in Moscow to lay the groundwork for a possible U.S.-Russia summit. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
John Bolton meets Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, but the Kremlin won't say whether Bolton will also meet with President Vladimir Putin. Anticipation has been high for a possible Trump-Putin meeting as the president seeks to mend strained relations with Russia. Ties between the two nations have sunk to the lowest point in decades. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A U.S. federal judge has ordered the government to reunite immigrant parents and children it separated after they crossed the border. It's part of a preliminary injunction halting those separations unless the parent is unfit or presents a danger to the child. The practice has led to more than 2,300 immigrant children being separated since President Donald Trump instituted a zero-tolerance policy 2 months ago with the goal of prosecuting everyone who illegally crossed the border. This is VOA News. China's defense minister, Wei Fenghe, told visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis on Wednesday that China and the United States can only jointly develop by maintaining mutual respect, cooperation, and non-confrontation. Secretary Mattis said the key was dialogue.
The military relationship is critical for the broader relationship between our two countries. As you said, we have already opened the discussion here today with a very open and honest dialogue.
China's defense ministry also said Wei had made clear China's position and concerns regarding Taiwan, the South China Sea, and North Korea. More than 200 people were killed in violence against farming communities last weekend in Plateau State in central Nigeria. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has that story.
The police, who blame suspected cattle herders, have said 86 people were killed. However, multiple local sources from the communities affected maintain more than 100 people died. The main association representing the largely nomadic herders has denied its community had any involvement in the killings. The violence is the latest bout in months of bloodletting in Nigeria's so-called Middle Belt. The clashes are rooted in tensions over access to land between pastoral herders and sedentary farmers. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
In a report Tuesday, Amnesty International says that senior Myanmar military officials, including the commanders of its defense services and army, should face trial for crimes against humanity over the treatment of Rohingya minorities. Reuters' Ed Giles has that story.
Amnesty International released a report into Myanmar's military on Tuesday that says the country's officials committed crimes against humanity and asks for members of the country's military to be referred to the International Criminal Court. About 700,000 Muslim Rohingya have fled to Bangladesh from largely Buddhist Myanmar since a military crackdown last August. The UN's called the crackdown a, quote, textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Amnesty said their investigation identified 13 specific Myanmar individuals who Amnesty claims are responsible.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley on Wednesday said she saw opportunities in developing stronger ties with India in multiple ways, especially in countering terrorism and military cooperation. Haley said her two-day stay to India is aimed at solidifying the partnership between the two countries. Zimbabwe's president told the BBC he suspects a political faction supporting former First Lady Grace Mugabe of being behind the deadly attack on his campaign rally Saturday. Two people died from injuries. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.